Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, September the 29th of 2020. Excuse me. It's hard to believe we're just about to October. Where did 2020 go? And I know 2020 has been a crazy year, yes, but at the same time, it's like, where did the time go? And for a while there, in the end of March, even in April to a degree, the time was crawling. I felt like late March in particular was crawling at a particularly slow pace. A particularly slow pace, as I would put it. That's how it was going by. It was just going by so slow that I just couldn't get it. Didn't believe it. But ever since then, it's went by a lot quicker. Needless to say, though, I'm so glad to be with you tonight here on Tuesday, September the 29th. And I hope you've come ready to receive from the word tonight. And it's going to be good. We're going to continue on in our series on what is the word to us. Like, what is the word of the Lord to us? Based on Psalm 119. And as part of that, I give you notes on what you can do to put these to work for you. Like, last night, we talked about how it's really important, for example, that we consider our ways. And then we had the other night where we looked at the word on Wednesday. And I'm making this into a little series. Tonight, we'll start with 119 verse 89, and we'll go down to verse 125 or so, or 130, you know, depending on where the the end of that passage. And then tomorrow night, we will end it and the truth of the matter is whatever we need, you know, we can always go to the Word and we can find it in the Word. I'm going to exhort you a little bit on faith also. And that way you can also, you know, receive some encouragement that way too, because right now in the day we live in, I'm sure you listeners can use all the encouragement that you can get. Amen. And about who I am, my name is River Shukla. I live here in Midland, and I go to Living Word Church. Dr. Mark T. Barclay is my pastor. That's why when you hear references to Dr. Barclay, you know that's a very, very reliable source. And if you want to get in touch with me, you know, you can follow me on Facebook. Send me a friend request, and I will accept it. And we can, you know, meet there. And also, I have where you can follow me. And mind you, on Facebook, it's Rivers Joel Shukla. Rivers with a Y, not an I. The reason my name is Rivers is because of that verse where it says, "And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." That verse in John where it talks about that. And I love it. Sometimes I like to tease and say rivers of living Coca-Cola. If I do that, that'll be more like when I'm reading my Bible, and I may do it to try to make sure that you, the listeners, are awake, paying attention. You know. But no, it's not rivers of Coca-Cola. It's rivers of living water. Living water. That means, like, it's supernatural. It's not like this actual stream that you can go to and get this living water. It's not a bottle brand. It's not the spring. You know, it's not distilled. It's not purified. It's not, you know, it's not spring water. It's not out of the lake. It's not out of the tap. No, not that kind of water, rivers of living water. And that's why I'm called Rivers. That's why my first name is Rivers. And then, obviously, on Facebook, it's Rivers Joel Shukla. And the reason my middle name is Joel, that has to do with the prophet Joel. And so, and then on Twitter, you can follow me at Rivers Shukla, no spaces in between at all. No spaces. And if you follow me tonight, I will be live tweeting the debate tonight between President Trump and former Vice President Biden. The debate, mind you, is between 9 and 10:30. Depending on me, you know, if Biden does what he did a few days ago, he brings up the 180 years thing or something, or something, you know, if he says something that's kind of, you know, funny, I might make a funny statement about it or or something, you'll just have to you'll just have to follow me on Twitter. You know, to find out. And so this will be from the debate. I might give my own remarks or something. I won't be live tweeting the whole 90 minutes by any means. It'll be like what I think are like the key points, like maybe like 5 or 6 or whatever points, you know. And so, and then of course, at times I may live tweet football, like especially ones that I'm at, like at the end of quarters or as the team score. So you can just follow me and also, you know, be my friend on Facebook. And then, so, and also it's a great thing to tell other people that you know about the show. You know, share it. Tell people how they can be a part. Please. About how they can tune in. About how they can call in. And it can just be a great thing. And I'm really, I just love what God's been doing here on this program over the last 3 years. Just over 3 years. And it's been really good. And I really do enjoy doing this program. It's not just something I say. I mean it. And it's just great to tune in, talk to you guys, do you in on some things, and of course, give you the Word of God. So, before I take a few minutes and talk about faith, I wanted to mention to you that, like I said yesterday, I'm going to, you know, Cedar Point Amusement Park down there in Sandusky on Saturday. Of course, Sandusky is midway between Toledo and Cleveland. Now, of course, I have not been there yet this year. They actually did not open to the general public until, like, just after July 20th, literally, this year. And last year, I had went on, like, July 12th. So I usually go yearly. My favorite coasters, I've been going to Cedar Point basically yearly since 2006. I'd say basically because I missed 2 years that were quite a ways apart, 2007 and 2014. And so, my favorite ones, it is actually a toss-up between, like, 7 or 8 of them. I hope to come out with a little bit of a better answer after this one, after this time? Because right now it is tied between Top Thrill Dragster, Millennium Force, Steel Vengeance, Val Raven, Magnum XL 200, Raptor, Wicked Twister, and Maverick. So basically, like, half the park, and then the rest of them are below that. Like, Corkscrew's a bit down the list. Gemini's fun because you don't know which train's going to win. Of course, last time I was on the train that cheated, like, we basically cut off the other one, just about. It was actually kind of a funny thing. And so, like I said, though, it's super exhilarating. And you may wonder, does losing the floor help make it better? The thing is they're all different. And, of course, the tallest one is that dragster, that 420 foot, 120 miles an hour. So basically, like a 540 combined between height and speed. Of course, Orlando is supposed to be building that 500 foot coaster at a certain amusement park in Orlando that'll include near the on International Drive, basically, that will include a big arcade and other things. Don't know yet when it's going to open, but it's been in the works for a while. And so, like I said, I think it's going to be really a good time. I know there's a limited capacity and stuff. What will it do to the lines? I don't know. I really don't. Makes it so hard to tell. And I mean it. Really makes it hard to tell. But, of course, it's going to be good. And, right on, as they say, as they've had that slogan for years. They used to say the fun and only. I remember one year, the last time I went to Michigan Adventure, they had that. And there was then like, Michigan's Adventure, the fun and only. Does that ever have said it? Sure, the water park, yes. But the coasters, Thunderhawk wasn't that exhilarating. Ship and Timber was pretty good. But a lot of the other ones, they weren't like what they were the first time I had went there, back in 2003. They weren't. The water park was, though. So I'm going to say about that. Of course, I will let you know on Monday as to how it all went. And did I go on all the biggest ones that I wanted to? Last thing I'll say, what about that gatekeeper? That one that was built in 2013. Overrated. Ruguru, in fact, is better. Do you mean a milkman? Mm-hmm. I do. Yep. Yep, what I said is what I mean. And Ruguru was the one that replaced the Mantis, the stand-up one that was opened in 1996. Now it's a sit-down one. And of course it's there. That one is just off of my top list. And Wicked Twister, the high point of that thing is how it launches you right quick. You don't even go up somewhat slow like you do the Dragster. Like to start with, I mean. You are launched off, and that thing is a wicked twist. I don't mean wicked like in a bad way. Now, if you're scared of roller coasters, then to you it might be kind of bad. But if you're that scared, I would just say, sit out that one. Don't go on it. Because I think that thing goes 0 to 60 in like 3 seconds. I would have guessed. Maybe two. I know the Rock and Roller Coaster in Florida, well, at one of the Disney parks in Orlando is 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. But most of your tallest, fastest, they're mostly at Cedar Point and spread out among a few other folks. Now, shifting gears, before I do that, I wanted to remind you that this broadcast is, brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can go and grab yourself an any size Coca-Cola for the low price of just $1 a piece. And while you're there, you can check out the deals that are on the McDonald's app if you registered for the deals. And you can have yourself some good food. All right. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, Hebrews 11, 1 says, Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Those of you who are tuned in tonight, those of you who know Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you're evidence. Evidence. And if you've ever received a miracle from God, you're evidence that the word works. And I want to talk to you about this thing of now faith. He's not saying now like, okay now, like moving on. What he is saying is this: faith is now. It means if you believe in God, that thing is done now. That means I receive the finances now. I receive my healing now. I receive, you know, my prodigal son or daughter or mom or dad or whatever is coming home now, coming back into the kingdom now. Now is the time for miracles. Today is the day of salvation. Not next year. And not next month. Not next year. Not 5 years from now. Now, face it. And then, of course, Hebrews 11 goes on to the different scenarios. You know, Moses was hid for 3 months, but then he ended up being this great guy, you know, led Israel and all the great things he did. You know, by faith, the Israelites passed through the Red Sea on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to cross, they were drowned. And then it gets into all the different scenarios. And then it says at the end there, it says, though they did not receive what they were believing for, figuratively speaking, they did. Like, they still believed. They still believed. Like me. I still believe that I see. My eyesight in the name of Jesus. I believe that in my right ear has the ear canal. And these other things, I believe. And the more faith you have, the less fear you have. You cannot be full of faith and fear at the same time. Now, if you believe in God, you know, for a healing manifestation, for a new job or whatever it is you believe in God for, but you're full of fear over the virus or over fear of, you know, the end times or whatever, like just all full of fear. And the fears to the point where you're not necessarily, where you say you believe, but when you should be praying and calling out to God and even praying in your mind, you know, you don't always have to be praying out loud. You can even be praying like in your mind, like believing. But if you are praying in your mind, you know, but if you get to where instead, you know, you're all worried, like I said, about Corona, about, you know, this thing or that thing, and it's the point where it's not just worry, but it's all fear. Then we have problems. Because if you are faithful, you are to be fearless. If you are fearful, then you are faithless. It's as simple as that. And don't provide, and you know, the fake news, you know, CNN, ABC's a fake news, CBS, Fox, which can be fakes depending on who's on, MSDNC, FSN, you know, and then there's MSN News, Microsoft, for all these different ones that are fake. Some of them I already have acronyms for, but MSN, I'm trying to think of one. Same thing with FSN, you know. Fake Stuff Network. Oh, yeah, that works, right? Fake Stuff, that works, doesn't it? Because what's the F for? You guessed it, fake, huh? You know, and all that kind of, and all that kind of stuff, and they can all be. But they, you know, You know, like if you listen to what they have to say, like they'll say you know, like, we're doing better at this, but we have cases, but you need to wear a mask, but la, 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 la. And then they'll be talking about the election and all that kind of stuff, and they'll just be like, and then they'll give you all the latest stuff, and they'll be like, and the way a lot of these, they want a bunch of these networks, they're paid off. Like MSDNC, CBS, ABC. They're all paid off. It used to be, I think even in 04, in a way, even back then, to a degree, they were a bit more neutral. Now, there are things, for example, that I'll find on Breitbart that the big ones won't tell you. Like things about the debate or whatever else. But the truth is, regardless of all that, we have God. God's on our side. We have no reason to fear. And so, don't believe everything just because someone told you this certain way. Well, we got to listen to the science. What science? I say, what science? Because right now, even with this, it's like there's two different degrees of science. Like the mask thing. They want to make it sound like, you know, the masks can help everything. The masks can decrease the amount of infection, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Whereas in reality, I'm going to tell you something, and if you don't like it, then, oh well. The truth is, those masks on the box of an N95 mask, it says, this N95 mask has not been proven to protect against a virus. It's written on the box. It actually says that. In which case, are you wearing it then? And the truth of the matter is that these masks do not help your immune system. God gave us an immune system, and of course, when you're little, you know, you put things in your mouth, you know, and all that, and all the different, you know, the way you touch stuff and all that, you know, and obviously there's things you shouldn't, and all that kind of stuff and everything else, but you build up an immune system. But when you put on a mask and you wear it all day, every day, over time, it can do some not good things. But we have God. We have the Lord. Jesus said, they will lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Jesus didn't say unless they have COVID-19. He didn't say unless you have you know, there's no disease where he says they will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. Period. No exceptions. And if they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all, you know, and it gets into all the, and it gets into all those things, you know, and just think about that. It said, lay their hands on the sick. That means that, of course, that, and of course, the Bible, the church was not meant to be socially distanced. The Bible says, do not forsake yourselves, the gathering together of the saints, even more as you see the day approaching. Even more. See that? Didn't say even less, unless you have COVID in the area. Unless. Yeah. But we have God on our side. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't be a proper Christian without it. Even if, for whatever reason, you were in that perfect spot that you didn't need anything. Your body was perfect. Your finances were perfect. Your job was perfect. Your kids were perfect. If that was the case, you'd be in heaven. I know things are like really good. It takes faith to live, and it takes anointing to live. And it's important to have faith in your life. Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, as small as a mustard seed. And a mustard seed is very, 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 very small. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed and thrown into the sea. Will be done. Notice it didn't say what mountain. Could be any of them. I would say it could be Lookout in Chattanooga. But it would have to be driven over the highway, you know, and that and the Atlantic, whatever. No, not that mountain. No, I don't want that mountain moved because that's a nice mountain that makes the city beautiful. Could be one of those in California. Could be in another country. Could be anywhere. Or you say to that, thing, be move from here to there, and it will move. So you got to have that. So if you have that mountain moving face, what is that mountain in your life? What is that mountain? Is it debt? Is it sickness? Is it depression? Is it your children not behaving? What is it? You just take authority over that thing. And you speak to that mountain. Be removed. Be gone. And it'll be done. According to your faith. According to your faith. So if you say it, but then the next minute you're like, I said it, but I don't know if he's actually going to do it. then this is why you have to watch your confession, folks, and why watching it is so important. All right, now, we're going to sing a couple songs, and then we're going to get into our word for the night. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, for you have never failed me yet. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. This is your faithfulness is still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness is still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. I see you move. You move the mountains. And I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe. I see you do it again. I see you move. You move the mountains, and I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe. I see you do it again. I see you do it again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness, I'm still in your hands. Great is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Mm-hmm. You speak, the waters rush upon the sand. You speak, the world began with your command. Overwhelmed by perfect love, and we sing, God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. There'll never be anyone like you, Jesus. Your name is greater than any name I know. Your name is higher than any other throne. You're the creator. You're author, the creator of it all. You stand alone. You stand alone. Your name is high, greater than any name I know. Your name is higher than any other throne. You are the author, the creator of it all. You stand alone. You stand alone. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to gather tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of these listeners who are tuning in around the world, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, whatever their time is on. Thank you that you just bless them tonight, that you meet every one of their needs, whatever their need is that they have from you. May you just meet that need tonight. And I just thank you for our time tonight in the Word, that you would bless our time tonight as we study your Word and learn how we can be more like you. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your Word comes to pass in all of our lives tonight. And I thank you. I'm that these listeners have a mind ready to focus, a heart ready to receive, and ears ready to hear the Word of God tonight. And I confess over this program tonight, Lord, that finances come into this program that sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program, that our audience increases. And most important of all, I thank you for the huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Turn with me in your Bible, please, if you got one, to the book of Psalm 119. Praise God, Psalm 119, verse 89. On your way over there, just say, I believe everything my Bible says. Amen. I started doing this confession recently because I believe that we can have the fruit of our lips. Of course, at my church, Dr. Barclay leads us in the confession. Usually he does, sometimes he doesn't. But again, we're studying what is the word to us. And I'm going to begin with verse 89. And we're going to go down to about verse 120 tonight. It says here, your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You established the earth, and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, and all things. For all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. To all perfection, I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all of my teachers. Hold on. This is not someone being cocky. This is someone admitting. Okay, I am smarter than all of my teachers, for I meditate on your statute. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste. Sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. In the page. Verse 105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, and it is a light unto my path. I have taken an oath, and I have confirmed it. that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. 113. I hate double-minded men, but I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commands of my Lord. Sustain me according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. I will always have regard for your decrees. You reject all who stray from your decrees, for their deceitfulness is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard. In other words, what he's saying is the Lord disregards the wicked like us. Therefore, I love your statute. My flesh trembles in fear of you. I stand in awe of your laws. Verse 121. I have done what is righteous and just. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love, and teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes. It is time for you to act, O Lord. Your law is being broken because I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold. And because I consider all your precepts right, I hate every wrong path. We'll get on to 136, and then we will discuss this. Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and I pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from the oppression of men, so that I may obey your precepts. Make your face mine upon your servant, and teach me your decrees. streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. All right. Now, as we look at verse 89, one thing the word of the Lord is for us. What is the word of the Lord for us? Number one, the word of the Lord is eternal. Eternal. Eternal means it's everlasting. It doesn't have an expiration date like those things you get from the grocery store. It doesn't say it expires on such and such. And by the way, the word of God was written many, 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 many years ago, and it still works now. It hasn't expired yet, so why would it now? It stands firm in the heaven. That means it still stands. Continues, you establish the earth and endures your law. Your laws endure for all things serve you. If your law had not been. Another one. The laws of the Lord, the word of the Lord, so that means like the word of God. Will comfort you if you are afflicted. And you can think, you know, well, that person is in such a great place, they wouldn't get afflicted. Tell that to Dr. Barclay and Vicky. Tell that to the Randolphs. Tell that to Chris Barclay. They went through stuff. They stood on the word of God. Everyone goes through stuff. You know, ask Vicky, who was healed from cancer after like 32, 33 days. A cancer that kills most women who get it. And this verse said, if your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction, you know? Just in that family. I can think of multiple cases. Even in my life. My mom had not known God. Not known Jesus. I would have been dead many years ago. You write down the word of the Lord brings hope in troubled times. That's number two. Remember, we got your precepts from them. They have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought your precepts. So we work at our waiting. Destroy me, but I will ponder my statutes to all perfection. I seal them. Number three, the word of the Lord has no bounds. There's no limit to it. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my. Okay. I love all my teachers, and I meditate on your statutes. I'm one of them, you know, wherever your precepts. I have kept my feet from evil so that I might obey you. So, number four would be, if you keep your feet from mischief, he will. Number five. The words of the Lord are sweeter than honey. Yep, like that. That's where we get that. Like, your forgiveness is as sweet as honey on my lips. Number six. The word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What happened, mate? What happened, Megan?
Oh, nothing.
No, you're just kind of breathing.
Yeah.
That's all. Like I said, number six, the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, which means, listeners, this means like it guides you. And it really does. And I'm giving you this, listeners, so that you guys can have a firm foundation. Because obviously, what if you build a house, you have all these nice rooms. You have the nice bedroom, nice bathrooms, beautiful living room, wonderful kitchen. You have the greatest waffle maker in the world to make me the greatest waffles. Make your kids the best. Not me. I mean your kids. I mean you. You have the ping pong table downstairs. All that great stuff. You have a surround sound system, but your house doesn't have a foundation. If you really want to serve God, you have to have a foundation on which to stand. You have to have a foundation and know about the foundation. And as we discovered, the Word of God is a sure foundation. The foundation. It's like the guy who built his house upon the rock. The other guy builds his rock house upon the sand. The guy who built his house upon the rock foundation, things happen at his house. The rains came, the floods came, the wind blew, beat upon the house. It was firm, but it didn't fall. It was firm. But the other guy, he built it on the sand, and the rains came, the floods came, the winds came, beat upon the house. It fell with a great crash. Sounds like a hurricane, did it? Number six. Oh, Lord, the one. And where's my mouth's teeth? Teach me your laws, though I constantly take my life in your hands, Alan. And then number seven, I would put down, I do not go astray. Precepts. And under six, the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet, light unto my path. Under that, I would put, I will hide its word in my heart. I'll hide its word in my heart, but I might not sin against God. The statutes of my heritage forever, they are joy in my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Number 8. The word of the Lord is my shield. You see that? The Lord is my shield. We could also say he is my shield and buckler. The verse for that is Psalm 114. Psalm 119:114. We will do. And then I may keep with my hand on my hat. You reject all who remember my decrees for them. All that we're going to leave with in here. Looking for your path. It says deal with your and give me your decree. I am your servant. Give me discernment, for I may understand that it is time for you to act. That's the Lord, your laws being broken. Because I love your commands more than. Number 9. The commands of the Lord, the word of the Lord is greater than gold, greater than pure gold. And that is a very good one. And then the last one, number 10. The word of the Lord will keep you from sin as long as you put it into practice. You've got to put it into practice. You can't just sit there and decide, I'm not going to do what it says. There are some others where it goes back to previous points, but I left those out because I previously had it as other points from tonight. So, of course, the big ones, one of my favorites. Actually, I have several favorites. One of them is that the word of the Lord is sweeter than honey. And then another one, of course, is greater than gold. And another big one is the word comforts and guides us during those times of affliction, like when we're in our darkest hour, like when you're in that absolute darkest hour, when it doesn't seem like anything's going right, and it doesn't just have to be something in your body, it can be a lot of different areas. And it could be, depression, oppression, some crazy mental thing. It could be a lot of things. But But if you let the Lord lead you and guide you, you need to realize that you don't just have to be on your own. If you got a Bible, open it, read it. This is a great chapter. There's a lot of answers in it. This Psalm 119. That's why I've been taking you through it these last few days and giving you, reading the verses and then giving you some of the key points. Of course, I purposely don't have you write down every single verse. But I gave you points from some of them, so you have them for foundation, like the keys, so that you know. And the other big one is, of course, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Imagine whether you can see, trying to walk through your bedroom. All the lights are off. Your lamp is off. And you're not used to walking without light. Just imagine, you can bump into a lot of things. You're not necessarily someone who can't see. That's why having the word of the Lord can be such a great help, because the word of the Lord is like that guide. It's like the lamp under your feet and the light under your path. It lights your path, so that you can see, so that you can know where you're going, so that you can have that discernment, so you can know this is good, this is not. God blesses this, God does not bless that. If I do it this way, here's what will happen. If I do it that way, then here's what will happen instead. And so, like I said, and there's a lot of great things that come with this one. It's having that discernment and this thing of, I will hide its word in my heart, but I might not sin against God. You know, that's, like I said, that's part of a pledge that they teach the young kids at my church. And I remember doing it when I was little. And then I remember for a few years that we were doing Kingdom 2, that we were teaching, like, the 7 and 8 year olds. Maybe the 5 and 6, like, a few times we've been taught the 5 and 6 year old, like 13, 14 years ago. And though we did some other great things, we didn't do that pledge. Now they're doing that pledge with the kids. And we even were, like, a couple years ago when we were teaching, even like last year. And every night they do the American flag, they pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and they pledge allegiance to the Bible. And of course, as I got older, made a lot more sense as to why, when I was like 6, we were doing that particular pledge, the one to the Christian flag, and the one of the Bible. And that there really is meaning to it. That I will hide its word. I will hide the word of God in my heart that I might not sin against the Lord. And the other big one I want to get to, the word of the Lord is eternal. You know, I know what that means? No expiration date. And even those sermons, you know, as long as it's a really good preacher, like Dr. Barclay, you know, Dr. Copeland, Dr. John Osteen, even Smith Wigglesworth, you know, great people like that, even Summerall. And it still has great power in it, whether it's a word that was preached last Sunday or was preached back in, like, the 60s or something. Like I said, the Word of God doesn't grow old. Doesn't have an expiration date. It's eternal. And I don't know about you listeners, but I've really been enjoying this series. I really have been. And tonight, we're going to finish it off. I thank you, Lord, for these listeners tonight. Bless them for tuning in. Thank you, Lord God, that you would just bless them, redeem their time. Just, you know, just bless them mightily, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that this word brought encouragement to them, strength to them, strength to us, Lord Jesus. As even when I'm doing this, Lord, I even feel strength come to me, even. And now, Lord, I just thank you that you would just, that you heal our bodies tonight. I rebuke all inflammation. I rebuke all sickness and disease, colds, flus. One of your listeners, COVID, funny listeners, that is COVID. I claim that you are healed of, in the name of Jesus, of it. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your healing power and for the power of your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, quickly and forth, Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup. They've won a few of them now, believe it or not. And they are from almost as far south as you can get. They're in the state of Florida. They're not in hockey country like Canada or even Detroit. But they won the Stanley Cup. In the NFL, you had the Chiefs beat the Raiders. And tomorrow night we have our Football Central. And it will be a great night, you know, talking about the football and everything, with the Word of God. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.